Hello, hello, hello. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you for being on the call tonight. This was a call of urgency in the spirit. We usually have our prayer on Tuesday nights, mostly on Mondays, but for Tuesday for I have to do Tuesday for right now because of other commitments. And this week we couldn't have it on Tuesday, and I said I was going to have it on yesterday, and then I changed it to today. And then this morning, early in the morning, the Holy Spirit gave me instructions, and I send out the Sonia sent out the instructions, and I also did a follow-up in regards to what the father said. So let me just kind of look it over. But before I do that, I'm gonna pray, and we are going to invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Hallelujah. Because we can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So tonight, precious Holy Father, we come before you this night, Father, and we pray. Father, I repent from all my sins and unrighteousness. This clay I now hide behind the cross of Jesus Christ, that you, Holy Spirit, will be able to come forth and to minister to your children. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I hide myself now. And I say, Holy Spirit of the living God, come forth now and reveal yourself to your children. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll use this mouth of clay to minister to the massive. Father God, I send out the information and the invitation, Lord God. Almighty God. And the ones that are here and listening under the sound of my voice, I pray, oh Holy Father, that you will anoint their ears. You will anoint their mouths. And you will anoint their lips of clay. You'll anoint their mind and their intellect that they may be able to hear from what the Spirit of God is saying to his children tonight. Father, I come to you and I say, Abba. Rikereba baba. Nkolima baba. Heavenly Father, this day as I pray, if I pray in the Spirit, Almighty God, and if there's no interpretation, oh God, I pray that you will lift me up and you'll anoint me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Glory to God, that I may be able to hear from you, that I may be able to release what you have to say. Father God, this is not the work of a man, Lord God Almighty, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, God, your word declared that if we worship you, we must worship you in spirit and in truth. So, flesh, I speak to you now and I command you to back up and back off and let the Spirit of God come upon my belly and come forth. And sit back and let the Holy Spirit come inside and minister out of my belly to his people. Father, I bow now and I move back and I yield myself to you. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. Come now. Come now. I pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King. Ora mashondo kutia baba. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. For the anointing of the Holy Spirit. For the anointing of the Holy Spirit. For the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let your anointing come now. Let your anointing of the Holy Spirit come now to break the atmosphere and to let the Spirit of God come forth and minister as people. The Father told me this morning to have a financial prophetic house of prayer tonight. So God have to know that we must have gone through something. And he says, do a prayer summit. And then I go over into Google and I look just to have a brief understanding about the summit, which we do know. And it says a meaning. It have different types of meaning, but this one said it represent a place, a device, it's an encounter, it's a revelation, it's human surrendering, and it talks about a summit and it's a mandate. And it brings you closer to heaven. It also talks about it as it serves as a ultimate setting for God to bring the gap between human and divine. And it also talk about symbolic meaning of the whole in the New Testament. We're not going to get all involved in that tonight because we're only here for an hour. And I believe that the Holy Spirit want to minister to his children. The Holy Spirit want to change the atmosphere in your home. The Holy Spirit want to change your finances. The Holy Spirit want to tear down every backlog, every generational curse of poverty. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are dealing on the supernatural essence of finances tonight, where the Holy Spirit is going to come in with the fire of the Holy Ghost, and it's going to change some things for your glory, not for his glory, but for your glory. He's going to set you up in the mighty name of Jesus. We are not here. This is not about the spirit of witchcraft. This is here because God says he will do nothing of all glory to God unless he show it to the prophet. Mandolo koshiki. It is a mandate. Hallelujah. We can't live. We can't live like yesterday. We can't live like yesterday. We got to move forward under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We got to move forward on the power of the Holy Spirit. We got to be like Abraham. When you read it in the Bible, Abraham had a son that God's promised him and said that son was going to bring generation. He is supposed to be the blessing. He was supposed to be the bloodline. He was supposed to one that apparently bring the torch for the family. He was the one who was going to go out there and say, you know what? Through me, things are going to change. Not through Ismail, but through Isaac. If you go and you read it, because I read it, you got to read it for yourself. You can't sit around and expect somebody else to give you information. You got to go know, and you got to go know it for yourself. So when I look at, I think it was in Genesis, got to look for it for yourself. Genesis 22, you got to read it. You got to read Genesis 22, and you have to see in Genesis 22, when I was looking it over, paraphrasing what's going on, because you gotta go, you have to go look at it right now when you get on the phone or tomorrow, and you gotta get this in your spirit. We're gonna pray tonight, and we're gonna break, and we're gonna bind the spirit of poverty. The Father God said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. That simply means whatever is in the earth belongs to our King, and He is our Father. And He gave us authority over everything. That doesn't necessarily mean that we're not going to go through some stuff. But when you know what you know, 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 no matter what the enemy brings, you're going to stand up and you're going to say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. This is not about playing church. This is about the word of God Almighty. And the word of God declare that death and life is in the power of the tongue. We are not here on this line tonight to act all dignified and beautiful and scripty propty. I don't know if that's a word. And speak is spoken. That's what we said in my language, in my Jamaica. That mean you're acting on artificially and acting like you arrived. No, we're not gonna do that. We're gonna lay it out on the carpet. We're gonna say, Lord God Almighty, we need you. We need you now. We know, God. We know, Lord God Almighty, that you said that we have everything at our disposal. But Lord God, I want you to touch my mind tonight. Lord God, I want you to touch my mind tonight. I want you to change my unbelief, Lord God Almighty. Abraham and Isaac going up to make a sacrifice. And the two young men down at the bottom say to him, you're going to sacrifice, so where's the stuff? And he in turn say to them, he and the lad will return. No, that's fate in God's word. They will return. When Abraham went up to the mountain with the son for sacrifice. Look, I'm not reading the Bible right now because it's already there. You could go read it for yourself. And while Abraham finished worshiping the Lord, I'm not playing. It's facts, it's there. With the fire and with the stick and everything, now he put the son down for a sacrificial lamb because they're doing sacrifice and worshiping. And the son said to daddy, where is the lamb? Or where is the substance, in other words, for the sacrifice that you're going to sacrifice unto the Lord? And he said, the Lord will provide. Faith in action. The Lord will provide. And he took his only son, the son that the Lord told him was going to do all this in the earth. He took him, laid him upon the area where the sacrifice is supposed to take place. He took the knife and he was getting ready to sacrifice him. And the angel of the Lord says, no, do not. In other words, sacrifice the generation of the righteous. Don't do it. And right there, Abraham, look. And what did he see? He saw a ram in the bush. Tonight, the Holy Spirit is reminding you that he is your lamb in your bush or in your bushes. What do you need in your financial realm? What do you need in your generation that's, I mean, upside down? How many times you get your paycheck and you can't pay your bills? How many times you think that your money is like going to a basket with holes? How many times you say you pay your tithes and your offering? How many times you said you give to the poor? How many times you said you do this and you do that, but your money can't meet? Number one, I just say, hear it in my spirit. But you and I have to be wise stewards first of what has been given to you. Because you could get $1 million tonight. And if you don't know how to be a wise steward, the $1 million is going to be gone. That doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have to give. And you will have to take care of the poor, because the word of God declare also, the poor we will have with us always. We have to be wise, and we got to get out of our stupor and talking about we ain't supposed to have nothing, and we ain't, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Go read it in the Bible about when the Israelites, they were leaving from Egypt, how they went over there and adorned they self. And how they get all the spoils from the enemy. You go to church, they talk about you can't put on no makeup, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do nothing. Those people leave out of that place, all the monkeys leave out of there looking like beautiful, nicely make up, nicely looking good, gold and silver. Let me tell you something. Read the Bible for yourself. Put your hand on your head and ask the Holy Spirit to change your mindset. You're supposed to have more than enough. You're supposed to have enough to be able to give to anybody that's in need. There is miracles when you give. I am a witness. God has provided for me in so many different areas of my life because I am a giver. I give out of my needs. And I see where the Holy Spirit Himself come in and release. Come in and release, come in and release more than abundance. Have enough, no lack. Not bragging rights, but it's a Jesus right. He let you know that you have right standing in Him. He let you know that you are not poor, beggarly element when you read Romans 8. 17. He lets you know that you are here to Him and join here to Jesus Christ. He lets you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. When you go to England, does the people in England look poor to you? In the monarchy? Do they look poor? When you look up the word summit, he says it's like a pinnacle. I'm telling you, gotta go do your own research. Let me see what I got on my paper. I'm not playing. You got to study to show thyself approved. That is what a good workman does. A summit is like a peak. So I mean, it's a high peak. It's like a highest stone. It's like a pinnacle. It's like a crest. And then when I look at it, it says a crown. Think about it. A crown. What the people in England wear on their headdress. The royal headpiece is like it's a summit. That is another form of a summit. Go look it up yourself. It's in Google. The royal headpiece. It said the summit is physical. Place, and it's a top level. Top level of success or a formal meeting. That's a summit. Go look it up. Don't take my word for it. Look it up for yourself. SUMMIT. Talks about a crown. Who have a crown on their head? Who have a crown on their head? Who actually have a crown on their head? Not only Jesus, but on the earth while we're here in this earth. The people in England, one of them, the monarch in England, a crown. A crown. We are a royal priesthood. We are here to show the praises of God. Money coming from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Every generational curse broken tonight in the name of Jesus. We call for money from the east, the west, the north, and the south. We call for favor from men from on high. We call for kingdom alignment on the earth. We call for money dropping in our bosom from heaven, from men, from whoever. We are not come on now. We're not the tail. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. Lord God Almighty. Lord Jesus, have mercy, God. Tonight, the fire of God, the consuming fire of God must come in and consume, must come in and break down every lying demonic source of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. There must be an alignment of release, release, release. No lack, no poverty. No lack. No poverty. Last week, the Spirit of God tell us anoint herself with oil 3 times a day. Colamando and release the anointing. Plead the blood. My shot. Look, man. You gotta get excited about this because we are gonna get some super natural breakthroughs. My daughter Sonia, when the father gave that to me this morning, my daughter Sonia, couple seconds later, text me, and I was able to text her back and said, "This is what the Lord said. Our God is in his spirit." So my God gave me confirmation through my daughter, who is a seer. My God. I am not here to hype up anyone. As a matter of fact, I don't even want to do what I'm doing. I'm not here to hype. I'm not here to bite. I'm just here to heal myself and let the Holy Spirit bring what he wants to bring out of me through the massive. I'm not no different from you. Whatever I'm doing, you could do the same. We all have different gifts in the body, but we have to come together as one. There's no big cheese in the body of Christ. Everybody is a small thing. Because 1 minute you're up and the next minute you can be down. So don't be showing off because God is talking to you and you're trying to put the other person like they're nothing. Oh, no, honey. No. We're all a part of the kingdom of God, the body of Christ. Jesus Christ is the head. And he's just using us to minister. He said he will use a donkey. We better get it right. Listen to Deuteronomy 28. As a matter of fact, I open the Bible, jump right on Deuteronomy 33. See that? God mean business, okay? All right. Deuteronomy 28. This is not a curse. This here is a blessing. The fire of God, the Holy Ghost. Hey, let me tell you something. I have some scriptures here with the fire. So I did Genesis 22 all the way down. I had it all the way down to what was it like? All the way down to Genesis 13, 14, and I have 15 where you talk about Jehovah Jireh, and I talk about verse 15 to 20. It's a prayer. But let's get back over here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The fire of the Holy Spirit. They talk about the consuming fire. And we want that consuming fire to come and to consume us tonight. We don't have no time for no long nothing. We want the fire to come in and to break up some poverty out of our life. Break up some generational curse. Break it up. And when you get what you're supposed to get, you have the wisdom how to be a wise steward over what God has given to you. I was reading today, I believe it was in, I think it's in Luke. Oh, let me see. Is it, was it, let me see, John, let me see something. Was it Luke 19? Because that's not even in my thing, but I'm just going to Luke 19. It's not even in my stuff that I'm talking about. But let's see Luke 19. And that's about stewardship. It's a different format, but it's about stewardship. And the Holy Spirit is just giving me these things tonight. So wait a minute. Wait a minute. Luke, I think it's Luke 19. Let me check Luke 19. All right. Let me see something. Was it Luke 19? Yeah, it was Luke 19. Jesus went to, we're talking about a nobleman. So Luke 19, verse 12, right? And this man was leaving his country and was going somewhere. And he called for his servants. And he told them to occupy until he comes. Occupy until he comes. But the Bible said the citizens hated the man. Man, he gave one 10 talents, the other one 5 talents. When the person returned and asked the servant, what did he do? The servant said, like he invests. So he gave him 10 more talents. The other one, he said he invested 5 and he gave him 5 more. The next one listened to him now with his old bright self. The one that have only one. He said he kind of hide the stuff. Because he fear the boss. I know that you reap where you lay down not. Where you put, you go reap stuff and he's not even you're about to go reap it. That's none of your business. He told you to occupy till he come. That means be wise to the what he give to you. Yeah. So you know what? He took that one from him and gave it to the one that had 10. And basically, throw this one out. He ended up dying, I believe, if you keep on reading it. Read Luke. Read Luke 19 and you'll see it. I'm not playing. I'm not making these things up. I read it. I even was talking to Sonny about it. I think I was talking to Sonny about it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, y'all right there in 27. They slay him. Bring him hither. And they slay him. The one with the one talent. Did not know how to store what God gave to you. Did not know how to store what God even gave to him. Gotta be a wise steward of what you're getting. Are you getting what I'm saying? I gotta be a wise steward. I gotta be repenting if I misuse God's fund. My husband always tell me, you give away this, give it. But I just love to give. But then I'm wise in giving now because, hold on to everything. I mean, if I give this, I gotta tell him, oh my God, I don't write this money for this and that. But that's my accountability. Maybe God want me to be accountable. Okay? And I'm not giving away the shop. So hey, maybe that's what it is. But that's what it comes down to. Because he knows that I love to give. But giving is my business. And I want to have billions. I don't know about you, but I want to have billions. And I'm not saying millions, I'm saying billions, because the earth, when you read Psalms 24, verse 1, he said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Whatever is in the earth belong to him. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, send your Holy Spirit. Fire, it says right there in Hebrews, consuming fire. I want the consuming fire of the Holy Spirit to come in and to consume us. Hebrews 12, 29. Fire of the Holy Spirit, fire of the Holy Spirit, consume us, release the abundance. I am coming in to the nitty-gritty. I am going into the corners. I am going into the crevice. I am going into every area. When it not, not, nothing else enough. I'm going by what the Father told me. Financial, that means we are talking about financial tonight. We're not talking about nothing else. This is a mandate for money. This is a mandate for the supernatural. This is the mandate for going over and not under. Always abounding and abiding in every good works. This is the mandate for when you go out. You're the head. I'm telling you, Deuteronomy 28, fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost, come now and consume us in Jesus' name. If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and observe and do accordingly, he said he will command all these things shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Have you ever seen something overtaking something or someone? That means it's gonna run you over. Lord God Almighty, hey, you shall be blessed. He didn't say curse. We don't want nothing to do with curse tonight. We don't want nothing to do with curse tomorrow. We don't want nothing to do with curse for the rest of our lives. When curse comes, we speak to it. Speak to the mountain. Mark 11, 23, 20. If thou speak to the mountain, that does not mean the devil is not going to pop up its ugly head again after tonight. But you got to be equipped. You got to stand your ground. You got to read it out loud. You got to be like a dog that see a bone and want it. Oh, mighty God. Bless thou in the city. Bless thou in the field. Bless going out. Blessed will be the fruit of your body. Bless is the ground. He didn't say nothing about cursing. Put your hand on your head. Put your hand on your head. Put your hand on your head. And let it sink in. Bakondo kumbaba. Take your hand off of your head and put it across your chest. Holy Spirit of the living God, come now, consuming fire. Come now, consuming fire. Come now, consuming fire. Fire and burn out every ashes. Burn out every ashes. Fire. 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 Blessed is the basket. Blessed is your store. Blessed when you go in. Blessed when you come out. You shall be a blessing. My Jesus, I don't know if you're getting it, Lord Jesus. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Do you understand what I'm actually trying to say? Joint ear with Jesus Christ. He said he has given you the keys to the kingdom. Fire on every foul spirit. Everything that you place your hand to must be blessed. Once you get that concept, once you get that understanding, knowing that Jesus lives through you, Lord shall establish thee. You will be established. You will not have any lack. No more lack. No more wanting of anything. A continual supply of everything. Do you hear me, Lady J? Do you hear me? No more lack. No more lack. No more lack. No more lack. Miss Jackson, welcome back. No more lack. I prophesied tonight, Miss Jones. No more lack. Samuel, Elite, Claudette, Sharon, Miss Martin, no more lack. Ruti, no more lack. My daughter, Lilith, no more lack. Viola, my mom, no more lack. Gloria, no more lack. My cousin, no more lack. Get up in the morning. Prophesy over yourself going to your bed. Prophesy over yourself, Sonia, tonight. No more lack. No more lack. No more lack. That means if you lose your job, God has something else for you, Ms. Jones. No more lack. You gotta see yourself wanting nothing. You gotta see yourself always on a continual supply of everything. No more lack. You gotta see yourself not being a part of any type of beggarly element. No more lack. The fire of the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit, go forth now and charge the atmosphere. Charge the home, the cars, the job, the family, the generation. No more lack. Oh, that ending number with the eight. What is it? Number 3089. I know that number. No more lack. No more lack. That'll declare it. No more lack. And I'm not talking about anything. We are focusing on what the Spirit of God tell us today. Financial decree. Supernatural finances. No more lack. Miss Martin, no more lack. Diana, no more lack. You gotta see yourself. You gotta see your kingdom assignment, kingdom authority. No more lack. We're here tonight in a mandate to let the devil know that we know that he know that we know that we know that he know that we know that we know. that Jesus Christ died on the cross that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And in that abundance come no more lack, no more wanting, no more lack. We're the head and not the tail. We're going over and not under. The fire of God is running over, chariot over us. We are movable, shakable. Everywhere we go, things move. Everywhere we go, things shake. We shake areas. We take down areas. No more. This is a financial summit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I follow your leading. Sonia, I want you to put up on the area on the deer. People asking me, always ask me. Somebody said to me last week, you never ask for anything. We don't ask for nothing. But he said, where is your website? I said, well, we don't ask. I mean, put it up there, theholytabernacle.com. If you want to give anything, we're not begging, we're not asking and begging for anything. But if you find it in your heart, that's what the Spirit of God said to me. Give the people an option. So if you find it in your heart to give, totally up to you. We're not here begging because we have no lack in nothing. No lack. We are called, we are appointed, and we are anointed by God. And we're not going to be begging nothing from nobody. We're a free agent working for the Holy Spirit. Working for God Himself. So, Sonia Monique, you could put it up there, theholytabernacle.com. And you do whatever you want to do. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit because salvation is not to buy. And to be bought, it is free. But people out there who's ministering, they have things that they have to pay for. So it's up to the individual to do what they feel in their heart to do. Because I read it in the Bible. Where the person who works, they're able to get and to be sustained. By the persons or the persons who they're working with or working for. So it's up to the individual. But I'm here to tell you tonight, under the sound of my voice, no more lack. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. There was a person that last week when I minister called me and they got a miracle. But I don't see them online tonight because I think they must have went to a meeting. They got a supernatural car, brand new. And I remember last week God was talking about different things. And I've seen more than one person call me about different things that God did. And what God did for me too all this week, our God is a God of more than enough. Our God is not a God of a beggarly element. He sent his son in the in the form of a man. And he died on the cross. And in his resurrection, or before he died, he gave up the ghost because he said, he said, it is finished. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, it is finished. It is finished. And he said, no more lack. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, We give you praise and we give you thanks, oh mighty God. We give you worship. We give you worship. We give you worship, oh God. We give you praise. We give you worship. And as we come tonight, Almighty God, your word declare tonight is a financial prophetic house of prayer. No more lack. No more want. In the name, in the name, in the name, in the name, in the name. The name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. No more lack. Glory, glory, glory to God. Seconda lava. Hi, baby. Coramandele. Glory to God. You're so beautiful. Remango. No more lack in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you worship. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we come and we drive out every onslaught of the enemy. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Supernatural wealth. Supernatural wealth. And I felt in my heart to say supernatural health. I felt in my heart to say supernatural health. Are we really just talking about finances tonight? But the Father said health also right now. So maybe somebody going through something in their health, but supernatural wealth and supernatural health. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise, Almighty God. I want you to know, I want you to spend some time looking over the scriptures that I talked to you tonight. One of the ones that we talk about or talk to you about was, let me find it. It was Genesis, I think it was Genesis 22. Go and look it over. Yeah, starting from one. Go all the way down to 20 and meditate upon Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14. Also go over to Romans 8, 17. Is it Romans 8, 17? I believe it's Romans 8, 17. And that scripture, it has to do with join here with Jesus, but let me make sure that I'm giving out the right scripture because I really didn't have that in my notes. And when I'm giving out scriptures, I want to make sure that I'm not misleading anyone. So, and if I am, you should be able to go find it for yourself and look it over. Yeah, but Romans 8:17. And if we're children, okay. All right. I break and I bind the spirit of schizophrenia. Okay. I break and I bind every manic depression. Somebody's online with manic depression. Somebody just come online with manic depression. Somebody, yes, and I break it and I bind it. It's an evil spirit and I break it. And I bind that spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. It is detestable. I denounce it right now in the name of Jesus. Schizophrenia, mind-boggling demon, you are broken now in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against that spirit. I come against that spirit. Put your hand on your head right now, honey. I am seeing that. Yeah, put your hand on your head right now. I'm not cold, but my hand. There it goes. There it goes. Yeah, there it goes. Deliverance now. Deliverance now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. You feel that? Can you feel that? Let me hear your voice. I mean, I normally would have shut you off, but the Spirit of God told me to keep you online when you call in. Abakosta, how you feel? How you feel? How do you feel? I want to hear. Feel the freedom now, right? You feel freedom, right? Yeah, in the mighty name of Jesus, there she is. Look at anyone who can see her. There she goes. She called in, and I felt it. Manic depression in the mighty name of Jesus. The manic depression in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Father, you are just delivered in Jesus' name. I want you to start reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I want you to get to know Jesus Christ. I want you to meditate upon his word. And Jesus Christ is Lord. See what you need, you call in and you got it. You got what you need. And normally, if it wasn't the spirit, I would have never picked up this call right now, okay? Because the Father God told me finances, and he said finances, but you were there, and then I didn't know what you had, and then he just revealed what's going on. So I want you to know it is gone. It is a spirit of depression. It is gone. You feel it in your head and in the back of your neck. I move it all over. It's demonic. It comes to depress and to tear you down. It is a spirit of confusion, suicidal spirit, want to kill you. But in the name of Jesus, you come online tonight. And that foul spirit is gone. It's a woman, and she speak to you, and you hear voices, and it is gone. Put your hand up and say, go, 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 go. It's a Spanish woman. It is a Spanish ancestor. Is your family Spanish? Yes. They used to work all kind of ritual, and it comes to take you out. But Jesus said, I call you to the nations. I call you to the nations of the world. And you are going to go back sometime to your country. Are you from Peru? Mexico? Jesus Christ, girl, I don't even know where you're from. Well, honey, I see them Spanish people over there, and they're in something that you call Santa Maria. Spirit of Santa Maria. Cast it out. Yes, there you go. Come out now. Come out. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus and go back to the pit of hell where you come from. Come out. Come out. Come out. Yes, come out. Two more. You got two more. Speak it out. Bring it out. Yes. Put your hand on your belly. Put your hand on your belly. Your belly. Come out. Come out. There it goes. That's from your mommy. Come on. There it is. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I have a question. I have something that concerning me that my daughters told me I did not know. It hurt. It broke my heart. But
Can't hear you, but you could text it to me. You have my number. You could text it. Okay.
okay, I will text.
Okay, you text it to me. Okay. The same number that you're calling right now is the same number. All righty. And you just give him praise. And I want you to anoint yourself with oil. All right. Anoint yourself with oil in the name of Jesus. It's gone, but you gotta keep clean. You gotta go to the scriptures, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Any candles or anything that you burn, you gotta throw it out. Anything that you burn in your house, anything that you attract, you gotta throw it out. Now, the only thing that you need to attract in your house now is your Bible. Nothing else, nothing else. Nothing else to do with figurines or stuff because those things, they attract those kind of spirit. And you really don't want that right now. You really wanna have your Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You wanna get to know Jesus, nothing else, okay? And I gotta go. And I love you and God bless you. Yeah, God bless you. Have a good night. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we give you thanks and oh, yeah, mama, Mongola, baba, balabande. Oh, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him. Jesus, we come before you now. And we give you honor and we give you praise. We give you honor and we give you praise. We give you honor and we give you praise. There is no other God besides you. We are a spirit and we live in a body. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. And you would want to know, how does she know this? But the Holy Spirit, who is a spirit, speak to us through our spirit. And that's how I get to know this. We're here, and the Father God said it's a summit. And the phone rang, and I would just cut it off. But the Spirit of God said no. And that's how I get to say what I said by the Spirit. And that's exactly what was going on the other line. Why? Because we are a spirit first. We're a spirit first. We got to get to know who we are. We got to get to know who we are. I want you to pray for myself, my family, for our ministry team. I just want you to just pray. Just want you to just pray. Once I get myself together, I will be going to Connecticut to move my things to over here to Palm Coast. And I'm going to be conducting healing school. The Father told me. I'm going to take my stuff, bring it here, and I'm still going to have Zoom. And I'm still going to be training and releasing and giving out certificates like I always do. Because that's the calling that's on my life, an apostle. But at this point, I am going to be stationed now in Palm Coast and do healing schools here. And you are going to see the supernatural. I have people here that's online right now. When we were in Massachusetts, Connecticut, that's all the experience is the supernatural. Legs, people dying with cancer. God just do the supernatural. We have this one lady that her foot grew out. Supernatural, people dying with cancer, God heal them. People actually dead, they're getting ready to pull the plug from off of them. And God just relate. Because what we are a spirit. And God want to use every single one of us. So, like my daughter would say, like my older daughter told me about the foxhole, and I never forget about the foxhole. I need people who are going to be praying. I need people in the foxhole, but not everybody could go into the foxhole. You got to have people who you can trust in your foxhole. And that's who I need at this particular time. Prayer warriors. Supernatural prayer warriors. People who we can stand together as one and one agenda, not with jealousy and backbiting, but on agenda of the kingdom. We are promoting kingdom business, kingdom assignment. All about his kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Jesus came and he went back, and we're here now to represent his kingdom. And that is why this woman could call in, and the Holy Spirit was able to deliver her from Santa Maria. I don't know that she's from one of them Spanish country. I don't know that. What I know about, I just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, I thank you. As I bow myself and as I yield myself this night, thank you for using me to manifest yourself to your people. Father, I am only clay. They are only clay. We know nothing unless you actually show us or give us information. We know nothing, Lord. We are merely clay. And we minister through clay. Sometimes we may miss it because we are clay. But Lord, use this clay. Lord, let me not speak nothing and let you tell me to speak. Lord, I pray tonight that I will only speak your truth because the word of God declares that you are a spirit. And those that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Let all lies be under my feet, and let only truth come forth. Let your spirit be glorified through us, that this earth may know, Almighty God, that you alone is Jehovah God, and your ways are just and true. Fire and come now. Let us put our hands up to the heavens right now. And as I pray and as I release the anointing of abundance over your people, I pray, God, that the supernatural wealth will run after them and overshadow them and overtake them. Hallelujah, Lord God. Under the sound of my voice, let the Spirit of God come and touch them, Lord. Call forth finances like a trail blazer running after them, overshadowing them and overtake them. I speak to create financial wealth, release supernatural abundance, multimillionaires and billionaires, witty inventions. People with creativity, ideas, things to come in front of them, before them, behind them, above them, or I mean all over. Give them the supernatural when they go before kings. Open up the eyes of the king to let them know who they have in front of them. When they go to speak and speak in engagement, give them the words coming up out of their belly. Assign them, Father. Let them be the head and not the tail. Give them a going over spirit and not under. I look forward for the testimonies that you will release upon your children. I look forward for the breakthroughs that they're going to release. They're gonna release, they're gonna receive, they're gonna release and receive, release and receive, release and receive, a receive and they release derogatories, release foolishness, release poverty, release the garbage can out of their way and set them up on high where they'll walk in abundance, where they'll walk in freedom. Where they'll walk in joy and peace and tranquility, where they'll walk always abounding and abiding to every good works. And we say, money cometh now to your children. They will never be in lack, from this day forward, they will prophesy. They will prophesy. Yes, I will prophesy. Yes. Let the blood of Jesus cover my infirmities. The blood of Jesus cover my lack. I will always be the head and not the tail. We will prophesy. Abundance living, abundant joy in everything that you provide, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. We will have more than enough. We will have houses and land, money cometh. Our generation will be blessed. Money cometh. Joy and peace and righteousness. Money cometh. 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 Money, the anointing, the anointing. Ah, Claudette, money cometh. The anointing, money, money, money from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Kedisha, money coming, money, the joy of the Lord. He is our strength. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. I yield myself. Money cometh. Every destruction, folks, in 3089. Money cometh. Charlene, the abundance run after you and overshadow you. And God see all that you're doing. And you are going to see financial movement. He said, because you take the time out to come to listen, he is going to remove every stumbling block out of your home, out of your ministry. He said, you are going to see the salvation of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Write it down. Write it down. Make a declaration. Thus saith the Lord, your household and your ministry will have more than enough. Charlene, no more lack. Father, I hear somebody say, so where's my love? This is not a psychic network. Because of that, I got your name. I ain't saying crap. I'm take it back. This ain't psychic. Don't do that. Where is mine? That's not where we're gonna go by the Holy Ghost. Where you're what? We ain't over here. We ain't psychic. This ain't Miss Cleo. It's Cleo Daddy. This is Ruth Elizabeth. And we talking about what Jesus said, not what man gonna say. I'm not no psychic. You come over here with your psychic foolishness. You better get off my line and don't come back. It ain't work like that. Ain't nobody gonna tie me up in no kind of witchcraft. I don't have nothing to say that the Holy Ghost said. Other than that, you're on the wrong Zoom meeting. Go find a witch, because I ain't nobody's witch. I am an apostle of the kingdom of God, and I move and I walk in the spirit. You understand me? I move and I walk in the spirit. I don't listen to man and their crap, because I want to go to heaven. Okay? I'm not Saul. I am not calling up nobody from the earth to come and tell me what God says. The Holy Spirit will speak to me and let me know what he says. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I lift my hand to the sky and I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your abundance. Thank you, every single person, for giving up your night about an hour and, oh my God, and 45 minutes. Ooh, that's 15 minutes to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is going to be an abundance in your life. I said, this is going to be. I don't say, dear, it's going to be. I said, this is going to be. This is going to be an abundance in your life. You hear that, baby boy? Look like it was so nice, handsome. Keisha, he's so beautiful. What a handsome young man. There is going to be, you're going to school, baby, and you're going to do good in school, okay, sweetheart? There is going to be abundance. If mommy wants to send you to one of them private school, God is going to open up the doors where you could go to the private school, okay, baby? All right, mama, you wanted to go to private school? You do? Okay. God gonna open the door. We're gonna pray. All right, I'm gonna get out of y'all business because by the time I look at y'all, God is talking to me and tell what's going on. Ain't got no time for that tonight. I gotta go look for my boyfriend, okay? Father, I give you praise. I got me a boyfriend and I gotta go check him out. You understand me? That's my husband. 47 years of marriage. We just 47 years. God is good all the time. Hey, hallelujah. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, you are a God of commission. We love you, Jesus. Thou son of David, have mercy upon us. Use us because we are clay. Put a bridle always over our mouth. I know you got to put a bridle over my mouth, Lord. So put a bridle over our mouth. If it need to be bridled, shut it down. If you don't want us to say anything, but you know my personality, so you put up with me, Jesus, okay? Anybody else don't put up with me, I don't know what to tell them. Because it's just me inside and out. Father, we thank you. You know what? I was getting ready to close my eyes, and guess what I see? I see something that one time I was praying with my daughter Trisha. I was praying with my daughter Trisha. I saw that last week, too, and I'm seeing it again this week. But this time it's in a money format. I see, they call it, yes, God, confetti. Shikidikididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididid God, Lord God, I thank you. It's abundance. It is an abundance of rain. It is an abundance of rain. It is abundance of rain. Tonight is a fire night. You could feel the fire. Claudette, you're going to get some new business. Call me, Claudette, when you get them. Just be looking for a baby girl. Money coming, Keisha. Money coming. You over there saying, where my money is coming? Look to God, don't look to man. I see the abundance of rain. I see the chariot. I see confetti coming out of heaven. Oh, 3089, your bills are going to be paid. Everything's going to be okay. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he is going. He said he's already direct your path. He said he got it through Jesus. I mean, are you listening? You don't have to go around talking about Michelle. You're not a beggar of the hell, man. Girlfriend, let me call you right now. There ain't nothing beggarly about you now. Money coming. Oh man, I need my money. When you get the money, girl, you better send it down here. Because I'm hungry. I need some cash. Mitchie is coming. Oh my God. Lilith is coming. I gotta go, it's 8:50, but I'm gonna tell you, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. You hear that man TD Jakes say? What did he say? What TD Jakes say? I forgot what he said. He
Get
said,
ready, get ready, get ready.
oh, Dad, get ready, get ready, get ready. What I'm saying, instead of getting ready, It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It is here. The Father said it is here. Oh, don't get ready, baby, because it is here. Oh my God, this is awesome. Hey, hey, man, I got to go. I love y'all. Jesus is Lord, and this was certainly a night of the supernatural. This was certainly a night of the prophetic. This was certainly a night of the fire. This is certainly a night of things are changing in the spirit. This is certainly that God moves some things. Oh, he said, God, he said, you know what? Keep talking about God moves something. He said, it's already moved. Oh my God, he's correcting me every time I talk. Future, 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 future. It ain't no past tense. It is already done. He said it was predestined before the found, oh God, before the foundation of the earth. Read Ephesians 1. Oh my God. Your words, he said, always have to be in the now, right now. Nothing about yesterday. It have to be right now. That means if you said, I need money, you gotta say, I got it now. You gotta see it in the now. It cannot be in the past tense. Look, he's saying we are in the now. If you don't have any food, you're in the now. You got food. Drink some hot water and go to bed if you don't have no food. He said you are in the now. There is something. He's trying to tell us something. See yourself in the now. See yourself in the abundance. See yourself in the overflow. See yourself guarding every single thing that you need. See yourself that the raven is going to come and drop it at your door. You are in the now, saith the Lord. See it now. You are in the now. Oh my God, I'm about to change my confession. Everything is the now for me. May God bless you all. I'm in a now thing. I am not going in a backward thing. Everything is a now. Heavenly Father, we walk in the now and we profess the now. Everything is in the now. Lilith, it is now. Them building blocks coming back, it's now. Everything that they stolen is in the now. Money cometh now in Jesus' mighty name. Well, it's now. Have a great time. It's now, okay? It ain't tomorrow. It's now. Good night. Y'all ain't keeping me not a second. Can I get rid of them? And now it is in the now. I love you guys. I absolutely. These people just don't know. They don't want to go to bed.